and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee. I'm Renee Bernard, and tonight on the program I have, I feel like I should have a drum roll or a rock and roll sound system or something. I have Kathy Maxwell on the program.
Hey, Renee. I'm so glad to be here.
I know. I feel
nice
like
digs
I
you have here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So fancy. And would you like a coffee, cappuccino, or let's face it, mixed drink cocktail, wine?
Yeah, whatever.
What
whatever. I'll take one of each. I'll take one of each.
I feel like I tricked you into doing this, but you're so fabulous and one of my favorite people. And so
it's always fun to be on here with you. It really is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So I'm going to ask, what you up to? Are you in between? Have you got something coming? Or you just want to come hang out with me for a while? That would be fabulous.
Well, you know, procrastination is my middle name. It's one of those things. You know what? I'm finishing up the third book of a trilogy. The first book just came out in May. It's titled Lion's Bride, and it's all part of the Chat and Curse trilogy. And this,
ooh,
it's so vivid in my brain. Have you ever had a story that just will not leave you alone? And I thought, I've got to write this. And I pitched it to my editor, and she said, oh, yes, let's try it. Let's go for it. And it's really jazzed up my creativity. It's just,
ooh,
yes, exactly. You know, it's almost like I don't want to leave these characters. And, you know, I've not written a book this closely tied in with each other. A trilogy where, you know, they're just very, very tight, the stories are. And so it's been kind of, you know, it's been a bit of a challenge, because when you get to the third book, you better have it right, because, you know, people are going to be reading 1, 2, 3. So,
yeah,
you know,
the first one
came
out
in May.
The
second one is going to be coming out in October, and that's titled The Scottish Witch. These are, of course, the Regency Historicals. It looks like they start in 1600s. They don't. I mean, that's just the setup, and then we go into the story. And then the third book is titled The Devil's Heart. And you know, while you sit there, you know, someone who doesn't understand the genre that we're in, you know, that they're like, big deal. It starts in 1600. Okay. But you know, to readers, to fans, to my fans, I mean, they're used to me writing about Regency England or Scotland. And these are set in England and Scotland.
I love that, though. But you're right. There's a certain expectation, and so you're hoping they'll make that go with you on the ride. But you sound jazzed about it.
I am jazzed. I really am, and it's kind of interesting, because you know I want this third book to be so good. I don't think I've ever been as excited and fearful writing a story before. You know, sometimes I don't know how you are, but you get the story in your head and it's just fabulous, and you start to put it on paper and it sucks.
Yes.
You wrestle
something
with it.
Something happens in the transition.
Exactly.
Between the
fabulous
movie.
It's the devil's in the details. You wrestle with it and you argue with it and everything, and then you come out with something that really catches you by surprise. It's not always what you envisioned.
I'm doing that sort of a times two. I've got a six-book series. Gosh, I hope my publisher is as excited about this as I am. But I'm doing the same thing. It's like book six wraps it up. It's tied. You've got a mystery that ran throughout, and it's like you can't screw up. I mean, you got to get it right. So I kind of know what you're talking about with that fearful, but I'm excited. Wrap it up, and, you know.
There'll be readers who start at book one, and they're going to read straight through. Now, I don't know if J.K. Rowling had this problem with Harry Potter. I imagine maybe she did. I don't know. But, you know, that she was sitting there with her friend scratching her head saying, I don't want to mess this up. But but they always say, I mean, and every once in a while you do, because it's historical, you want to have, in a romance, the history is a backdrop. It's important.
Yeah.
You have to stay within the parameters, I believe. This all I believe stuff. This is the Kathy Maxwell theory.
I believe.
Yes, but it's not the important thing. The romance is what's important. So, you know, I kind of keep my focus on the romance. And I had someone email me on one of my books. I can't remember which one. She said, "You don't know anything about cows."
Oh.
And I said, well, yeah, I came back. I said, "Well, I know a few things about cows."
Yeah,
she said, "No, I don't think you do, because you wrote in this book the black and white Jersey cows."
Oh.
And Jersey cows are not black and white. And I'm thinking to myself, all my life, I thought Jersey cows. The one thing I don't look up, because I thought Jersey cows are black and white.
Oh.
And the Jersey cows are little soft hen cows.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
Education.
We're always learning something. The devil is in the details, though. Don't you find it's things like that that trip you? Where you, like you said, you filed that away. I know what a Jersey cow is. That's covered. I'm not checking that on Wikipedia. You know,
well, and
I know.
I usually sit with a dictionary. I don't know how you work, but I'll sit with. I've got it right here on the floor. on the floor, where I keep all my good books. Webster's Ninth New Collegiate Dictionary. I was almost said Colgate Dictionary. And because it gives the date of the words. And I'll go through, I have to check the date all the time.
Yes, yes. And profanity, I find, and slightly a segue, but I find with the profanity and the certain phrases that I have to constantly check out the origin of that slang and make sure that nobody's getting insulted in the wrong period, the wrong
time period. You know, I
had
that problem with soft. I wanted to say that, you know, the yeoman was soft, which we understand means he's drunk, right?
Right.
So then I thought, yes, I better look this up. And I can't find any place that will verify. And I have a Penguin put out a wonderful dictionary, the Dictionary of Historical Slang.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is it? Was that written in the 1800s when it was first done?
Oh, it's really early on.
1894.
Yeah,
or no, the person who wrote it was in 1894. I'm trying to think. No, he must have written around 1932 or someplace like that. But anyway, but you know, based upon when it showed up.
You can't find soft? We don't know when soft.
Soft. Oh. Well, I can't find it verified. It means drunk in this Dictionary of Historical Slang.
I don't know. Oh,
it
my
means
gosh.
Cheeky.
Saucy.
And that's not what he was. He was not being cheeky.
No, he was being inebriated.
Yes, exactly. And I use that word.
I'm
gonna look that one up. I don't know. Inebriated.
You can second guess and scare yourself though on this. I mean, sometimes I think you have to take a deep breath and say, I did my best, or you know.
I say that afterwards, and then I get the letter about the cows.
Yeah,
which I appreciate it, by the way. I did appreciate someone, because it keeps you on your toes.
It does, but now I kind of want to, like, make a T-shirt for you or a little something that's got a Jersey cow. I just think that would be so cute if at the next convention you had something about cows on your...
That's right. You know what? Now, I'm at an age where I'm not going to go around with the word cow on my breast. I mean, I'm not doing that.
For a long time, I will not wear any language or verbiage across the boys, because I really I've spent a lifetime trying to get people to look up at the face. So why would you put something there to, you know, make people read your chestage? I just don't understand that.
Want to say inebriate is from the 15th century. I'm safe.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Woo!
There you go.
My book of slang is, I hate to say it, I have like the filthy little book of slang, and it has generally to do with naughtier terms. And I love that one because it dates everything.
Right. Well, you know, usually when we find a book, a good reference book like this, we just, we hoard them.
Yeah, well, I'll have people
email me, and they'll say, you know, I'm getting ready to write in your time period and everything, and what kind of research books do you... And, of course, everybody thinks you can find everything on the Internet. And you can find a lot.
Yes.
But it's not always true.
Sometimes you really want to go to... Yeah, sometimes a really good reference book will, you know, top them all. Or the literature of the time. I think that's the best... You know,
to original source.
Of all.
Well, I'm also using, I'll put a plug in too. I'm also using Jody Allen. I don't know if you know Jody up in Wisconsin. She's a longtime figure around, you know, around romance writing circles. And she has a business called Rings True.
Oh.
And when my father was in the hospital, and I was in the, you know, he was there for about a month, I would sit there and work.
Come join our ever-growing Christian community.
What is that?
I don't know. I think we're being, I think we're getting the hook.
No, we're not. That was me accidentally hitting a button. I'm having one of those days. I really am. I'm not driving today, and I think that's really good that I am not operating a motor vehicle. Jody Allen. Okay,
Jody Allen has called Rings True. And when I was in the hospital with my father while he was very ill, and I would, you know, was writing, and of course I didn't have access to any research books, so I started working with Jody, and I love it. Because, you know, I'll say, Jody, I need something on smuggling in Scotland. And the next thing I know, she's pulling up all these first sources and everything. And I thought, this is great. This is a wonderful supplement to the research I need to do anyway. I believe people should do their own research, but certainly you should use every resource you have. So Jody Allen, Rings True.
And you can stumble on them. Yeah, so, and you can stumble on it in the oddest places. Facebook, I know. I know it has its disadvantages, but I have met some really brilliant, funny people, and I just stumbled across this gentleman who is an expert in British military trivia and history.
Yeah.
And, And, I mean, I asked him about a certain rifle, or what rifle would someone use between this year and that year, and blah, blah, blah. This guy... knew the factory that gun would have come from, and exactly. I just thought, I'm keeping your name, buddy.
And they love it, and you know, it's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Now I am going to go to Scotland this fall.
Oh, I'm jealous.
For a research trip, because I think you have to get there. You have to feel a place, and I ran into a mystery writer who said she writes in England, a contemporary. Mistress,
mm-hmm.
And she goes every year, maybe 3 or 4 times.
Wow.
And I thought, I'm not living right. I should go more often.
That was my first thought. I was like, God, I'm just not doing this right. Everybody's
exactly.
I need to go. It's a tax write-off. Somehow I'm just not working this correctly, or I just need to work harder or something.
Or just go. Or you just need to go.
I just need to go. Yeah.
Just go. Yeah. So I'm going to take off and get back there, and it'll be a lot of fun.
It's
always fun. It's always I love going to Scotland. It's always fun. People say the Scottish Adara. I've never had that. I've always run into just the kindest, most generous people.
But you are also fun and friendly, and that must help a great deal. Maybe they're going there.
And I buy drinks.
There you go. There's not a Scotsman on the planet who's not going to be thrilled.
That's right. I think that's one of the perks of being a writer, is that you are allowed to go off in any direction your imagination takes you.
That's true.
Because there's a story here. I know there's a story here somewhere.
Yep. And ask weird questions on the tour that nobody else is asking.
That's true.
You're driving everybody crazy. So Scotland, and you're working on the third. Any idea when that's going to come out?
That's coming out in May of 2013.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. How fun. Oh, sweetie. Always fun to talk to you. You are always a hoot. And I have to say, I get the best advice from you. You're just so always so generous.
Thank you, Renee. That's very kind of you.
I'd follow you anywhere. Scotland, Tasmania,
Sahara. Yeah, Tasmania.
You say it, and we'll go.
Yes, that's right. We're trying to organize that trip to Australia to the Readers Convention.
We are.
The Readers Convention.
That's right. I refuse to let it go. Well, that's it. Oh, my God, we're all done. Good night. We ran out of time. It was so much fun. good night, and we'll see you next week for more Candle After and Coffee, everybody. Oh, my gosh, Kathy, we're out of time.
Hey, that's fine. Goodbye, Renee. Goodbye. Thank you for having me.
Love you.
I love you, too, hon. Bye-bye.